Pause for a Minute with Shane McDermott, partner at Kilcool Vets, kilcoolvets.ie, answering your pet-related queries.
Send your questions for Shane by WhatsApp, voice note or text to 087 77 11 103.
Hi there, it's Shane here from Kilcool Vets, and you're very welcome to episode 5 of our Pause for a Minute podcast. So last week we discussed some of the considerations prior to getting a dog. This week the focus is on cats. So if you're thinking of getting a feline friend to join your family, there are, unsurprisingly, also some considerations to bear in mind before you take that leap. Cats, very, very different than dogs. They're the second most popular pet kept in Ireland, and that would stand through for the patients that we have coming into the clinic. So cats, again, make great pets, and they often make great pets sometimes for the reasons that dogs don't, and the reasons that dogs perhaps don't suit a person or a family. As a different species, they have their own needs, of course, as well. Some of them similar to dogs, but the different factors to consider for cats. As far as pets go, they're certainly lower input. They certainly demand a lot less of our time, and they don't require exercise in the same way that dogs do. They are quite happy to be left for longer periods on their own. They're much more independent. They don't necessarily require kind of training, although you can train cats. So in a lot of cases, well, they can do an awful lot better in just as fully indoor cats or in apartment style living. So space isn't as big a consideration as it would be for dogs. And as I say, they can fit in much better with a lot of people's, the modern busy lifestyles where they're out at work all day. And it's just not practical, and it just wouldn't be right to have a dog. So cats often fill that need perfectly well, and they're there to meet and greet you when you come home from work. And depending on the individual cat, can be quite happy to sit down and relax for cuddles as well of an evening. And for a lot of people, that's what they want, and that's what they want out of a pet. So as I say, cats can kind of fit the bill in that sense. So if you have decided that you're going to get a cat, there's still some of the factors that you still need to bear in mind. And also, there is a financial cost to having a cat as well. They still need, regular high quality food, regular meal times, supply of fresh water. So it's not a case, when I say cats are less involved than dogs, it's not a case of you can abandon them for days, I'd hope that's very obvious anyway. But they need, some accessories, bedding, things like that, maybe scratching posts and food, water bowls. If they're going to be indoors for any length of time, really, you're going to need litter trays and cat litter, and they need to be cleaned on a daily basis at least. A rule of thumb we would always say, if you have one cat, you should have two litter trays. Cats can be quite particular, and if the litter tray, I suppose, is soiled already, they may elect not to want to use that again. So if there isn't an alternative, they may inappropriately toilet somewhere in the house. So having extra litter trays is always a must. And if you have two cats, you should ideally have kind of at least three, but ideally four litter trays and so on. They still also need a little bit of stimulation in a safe environment. So to make sure that if you are out, that your home is safe for the cat to be there. If they're going to be an indoor-outdoor cat, perhaps you will need to have a cat flap installed or something else as well. Other kind of considerations then would be grooming. So if it's a long-haired cat or a semi-long-haired cat, they are going to struggle to keep their coat in good condition. It's going to get tangled fairly quickly. So you need to consider that, and you're going to really need to brush that coat out daily. So that's another consideration, even when you're looking at perhaps what cat might suit you and you know your sort of situation, your lifestyle, or what work you're prepared to put in into it. The other things, healthcare wise, they also need vaccinations. Like dogs, they have there's their own particular feline diseases that they need annual vaccinations against. Worming, flea, and tick treatment is also required for cats who are indoor outdoor. And you know you need to register with your local vet as well, and be prepared to take your cat to the vet if it shows any signs of illness or is injured or anything like that. Pet insurance is also something else you will have to factor in, and then that can help with costs of any unexpected veterinary fees, be it when they're ill or injured. Other things then might be boarding category fees. So if you're away and you haven't got someone who can come in and look after your cat, or indeed move in and live in and mind the pet and mind the home, then there's going to be some cost there, and even locating a local category as well that you have a solution there for when you go away. So if after that you're still decided that a cat is for you and it's going to suit, and you're prepared for all their care needs and you know the expense, I suppose, that comes with them, the next thing would be, well, you know, where do you go to get a cat? The usual place and the best place really in Ireland would be the rescue centre, so your local rescue centre. So unless you're set on a particular breed, a pedigree cat, then the rescue centres are the place to go. And they, depending on the time of year, they will often have kittens in. We do have such a big problem with unwanted kittens in Ireland. So the rescue centres are often full with those at certain times of year. They also will have adult cats, so everything from young adult right through to senior and geriatric cats. And a good rescue will also be able to help you kind of match the cat that's going to suit you and your family best, and for what you kind of want that cat for. So if you're quite happy that you just have a pet who's very independent and isn't that engaged with you, then they will help you with that. Some cats are naturally kind of more cuddly, do demand a little bit more attention, seek out the attention of their humans in the house. Some cats just aren't really, they're quite happy to spend time there, but not necessarily be picked up and cuddled. So it's sometimes a case of you get the type of but it's just, I suppose, I'm just trying to manage expectations as well. So it's not always the case that they're going to be super cuddly. In some cases, getting a kitten or a quite a young cat, so probably still within kitten age, up to maybe 9 months, a year old, especially if they've come from they're well used to being handled already, then they're more likely to enjoy that, as opposed to the cat who gets a bit stressed by being held or being cuddled, or just has no interest in spending time quite close to you. Some people get quite offended by that. In some cases, maybe you got to admire that from cats. So that they are quite different characters, really. The other place people get cats or kittens from are just kind of neighbors or friends or family, and they're often kind of accidental litters, really, in some cases. So you may come across kittens seeking homes that way outside of the rescues. Have a look around. Sometimes you may even be able to contact ourselves or your local vets who may have heard of some kittens, or indeed an older cat looking for a home. After that, then, a common question we get in Kilcool Vets is, can I keep a cat indoors, and is it fair? Cats can be kept indoors. I would say that cats who have been used of, having access to outside, it can be a bit more of an adjustment for them. So in some cases, if there's a cat from a rescue centre and they've kind of been in rescue for some time, chances are they'll have primarily been indoors anyway, and they'll also have been in a bit of a a different environment anyway. It's not, you know, even the nicest ones, it's not a home, you know. And if they then are brought into a home and that's kind of all they're used to, then they can adapt quite well to that. Alternatively, kittens, if they're brought up indoors and that's kind of all they know, they tend not to long so much for the outdoors, if that makes sense. So yes, you can keep them indoors. However, indoor cats can have more behavioural problems, because it's important that we, I suppose, meet their needs, because when they have access to outside, you know, they can engage in their hunting behaviors. Obviously, there's an awful lot of sights and sounds and everything else, as well as activities, climbing, scratching, all those normal behaviors that are for cats. So when we have an indoor cat, we really have to think hard about providing items and access to allow them to perform those behaviors. Often with those cats as well, they are going to require a little bit more human input and a little bit more engagement, which in a way could be a positive. So, you know, lots of games that mimic hunting. So, you know, the kind of feathery bird on a string type thing, or, you know, toy mice and so on as well, that you can kind of throw and that they can hunt and pounce on and all that. A lot of these cat toys as well are kind of scented with catnip as well, which add interest to it. Scratching is a normal behavior for cats. Again, like we mentioned last week with dogs, if you're super, super house proud, maybe just pets aren't for you, I think, really. They may scratch on things that they shouldn't, your couch, your chairs, whatever. You can kind of train them, I suppose, to a scratching post. Some cats will have a preference for kind of vertical versus horizontal scratching. So you may need to provide a variety of things. And that's one thing that some people find difficult with cats, is that it's very much they are kind of king or queen, and you gotta try and meet their needs. Otherwise, you will suffer, or your house will suffer. So I find that quite endearing, really, about them. Not everyone does, but yes, cats can be kept indoors in most cases. And from the clients we have, the cats that come to the clinic, most are indoor outdoor, so they have the choice of going out. Come wintertime, cats ain't silly. When the weather's cold, dark, wet, and everything else as well, you will find they spend an awful lot of a lot more time inside. But during the brighter days and warmer days as well, they'll often be outside a little bit more. Next question might be, what sex of cat should I get, male or female? Realistically, there isn't really much difference. As long as they're neutered, and neutered, you know, before kind of puberty, is around maybe 4 to 6 months of age, there's not going to be any kind of difference, really, or unwanted behaviors, really. So for example, an unneutered male cat, as a lot of people know, you know, they've all heard of tomcats. They will spray, and they'll want to get out and wander and so on as well. Female cats, less sort of behavior problems in that sense. However, if they're unneutered, they do come into season during certain times of year, and when they do, they basically kind of continue to stay in season until they're either neutered or they're mated. So if they're getting out, then they are going to end up with kittens as well, and that's an issue. And it's the issue, as I said, which is why we have so many unwanted kittens in rescues here in Ireland. But the sex, really, of the cat shouldn't really matter to you. Can you have a cat if you have a dog? Yes, you can. It can depend on who's been there first, and there are some considerations about introducing a new pet to the home, and that's something I'm going to actually cover in another podcast in the future anyway. Cats, should you have more than one? That is a common question, and I think for us as humans, we like the idea of things having company and company for each other, which is the reason a lot of people end up with kind of two or more dogs. A bit guilty myself. But cats then as well. Cats are a bit strange in that sense. So cats have evolved to be essentially solitary. It doesn't mean that cats don't get on. However, introducing another cat to an existing cat can be detrimental. It can actually go really, really against what you're aiming for and can really, really stress them out. So if you have two cats that you know, actually choose to spend time together, maybe mutually groom or share a bed or share a space, then you're lucky and that's good. I wouldn't be looking to introduce another one there because another one could completely upset the balance and you're going to have big issues on your hands. The other maybe negative aspect to cats is, you know, their natural behavior for hunting. I'm afraid if your cat has access to outside, most cats will hunt to a degree. It's just what they do. And, you know, in a way, if we have cats, we kind of have to accept that. There are little things you can do to help prevent them decimating some of the local wildlife. So sometimes if you can have a collar, if they'll tolerate a collar and it's a safe cat collar, to have on if there's a bell on it or even a couple of bells as well, that can handicap them with their hunting prowess, I suppose, and give the birdies a bit more of a chance, or indeed the rodents as well. Some people obviously want cats for just that, for, you know, to prevent rats and mice and to deter those. So it depends on which way you want to look at it. So cats have their benefits in both senses there. Then next on my list is cats and kids, cats and children. There's no reason, again, that, you know, cats can't get along with children. Again, as we said, less so than dogs. They're less kind of social in that sense. Don't necessarily want or like the attention of humans necessarily. Sometimes you feel they just tolerate us, probably for the food really. But again, with any pets, it's really, really important that the parents educate their children in what's appropriate to, you know, to their pet, be it a cat, dog or whatever, how to handle them correctly as well, and also to recognize the signs when a pet doesn't want to be picked up or whatever. By doing that, you're going to prevent problems such as, you know, somebody getting scratched or worse, even bitten. So there's no reason that children and cats can't get on together. Kind of fitting in with cats moving into a house as well, a lot of people will mention they have allergies to cats, and the question that often crops up then out of that is, you know, there are actually, does it relate to the coat length, or indeed there are actually breeds of cats who have very, very kind of fine, just basically a soft fluff covering really, so they essentially look like they're balls. So breeds like the Sphinx cat or even the Devon Rex have just a very, very small amount of hair. However, the actual allergen in cats, it's to do with the saliva. So cats groom, spend a lot of time grooming. So it's the saliva that they put on their coat. So no matter what length it is, that is going to be there. So it's actually that protein from the saliva that people are allergic to. So realistically, if you're allergic to cats, then you're going to be allergic to more or less any cat, I'm afraid. So yeah, there's no big way out of that as well, but it is maybe worth trying, you know, visiting friends or family with cats and see how bad it is. Maybe even talk to your GP and see if there's anything, if it's quite minor. You know, there may be things you can do, but if you're really, really allergic to a cat, then having a cat in the home probably isn't going to be for you, I'm afraid. Other than that, something else that crops up really is some people may not like the idea of feeding meat to their pet because of their own choices. So one thing that's quite interesting with cats is that they're the one species really. So we're thinking about the common species that we have, so dogs and cats. So cats are really true carnivores. So they actually do need meat in their diet. So that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, real meat as such, like cuts of beef or whatever, but if they need to be on a cat food diet, they can't be on a vegetarian diet without supplements. And plus, you know, just a vegetarian diet for cats, although some people do try, thankfully it's very rare, but we do get this every so often, cats need meat protein in their diet. Otherwise, they get sick, basically. And if anyone ever said that their cat is on a vegetarian diet and they've access to outdoor, guarantee they're supplementing themselves with mice or birds or whatever, especially if they're healthy or they're getting fed elsewhere. So, cats are true carnivores. The reason being is that there's a particular amino acid that cats cannot make from other ones, and it's only found in meat. So that is why they do require meat in their diet. So finally, and this podcast has gone on a wee bit longer than intended, but there's quite a lot of information, quite a lot of questions to cover. So finally, I'll wrap it up. Is there a good time to get a new cat? There is, in one way. So one last bit of advice would be the wrong time to get a new cat for your family would be during a time of, you know, very, very busy period. So, not around Christmas, not around birthdays or other celebrations. Best to do it, you know, when things are fairly normal and are going to be normalish for a while, and you know, not prior to any big changes like, I don't know, billing going on or other sort of work going on in the house as well. For cats especially, it's better if they're brought into a pretty calm environment, and if it's going to be a little bit stable for a while, so it just allows them to adjust and settle an awful lot better and get to know you, and you get to know them as well. So as always, any questions whatsoever, get in touch with us at the clinic and we'll be quite happy to help you. Chat to you next week. Take care. Bye bye.
Pause for a minute with Shane McDermott, partner at Kilcool Vets, kilcoolvets.ie, answering your pet-related queries.
Send your questions for Shane by WhatsApp, voice note or text to 087 77 11 103.